This is the Audio Swarm Podcast.
Of hitting the business objectives that you want to hit.
So just make sure that you're staying up to date with the latest trends.
We actually care about what we're talking about.
Hey gang, welcome back to another episode of the Audio Swarm. You got your Nectar marketing team here. Today we're going to talk a little bit about another medium we use to promote our brand, to get content out, and that's podcasting. Pretty awesome topic of conversation because it's so versatile and easy to do. It's easy to do. Anybody can do this. It's essentially free. All it is time invested.
We're doing it right now.
This is so what we're easy. Doing. This is podcasting, if you didn't notice. But guys, let's dive into how easy this really is and how amazing of a medium it is to get your content out. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you're talking your business every day anyway. Yeah. Within your business, right? In some way, shape, or form, whether it's promoting an event or even just staffing for your day-to-day work day, right?
I would say it's never been easier to start doing one because there are things online like even Anchor.
Well, that's the main one we use.
Yeah, you can do a free version of it, okay? So you're not costing anything to do that. And once you get your file done and uploaded on there, it'll take it and put it out to all the different ones. So whether syndicate. As long as you put it on there, it'll send it to, it could be Apple for iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, all these different ones. So being able to just upload it to one spot and have it go out to all of them is a piece of cake right now.
So Matt jumped straight forward to the podcast hosting site, which is what Anchor would be. Even before that, all you need is a microphone and a computer.
Tarantino'd it.
All you got to do is some simple equipment to record with.
I feel like Tarantino'd Memento just happened.
Quentin Tarantino just happened. I said the ending, and now Justin is bringing it back to the beginning.
I love it.
See, you took it there, and I brought it back.
I love it.
But exactly. So there's different quality of them, and I don't think you have to overthink it to get started. I know Anchor does something. It has an app. You can talk into your phone.
Yeah, let's start at the base level here, because when you talk podcast, everyone thinks you have to have this whole big setup. You have to have this mixing board and microphones, and you have to
headsets
and all the whole nine.
Everything
now,
we have
that's
right
all
now.
Well and good. That's what we do because that's just what works for us. It really is as simple as if you don't have a budget for it, download Anchor onto your phone or use your phone mic as the microphone.
Yep.
You can have group conversations. If another person has the Anchor app, you can tie that audio together. I mean, at its simplest form, Anchor app, cell phone, you've got yourself a podcast. It's that simple.
You can even go on to Amazon. Amazon has some really cheap microphones, either to plug into your computer or even into your phone. Like, if you just get one to plug into where your headphone jack is and have that be your microphone, that's a really cost-efficient way, and it can be not the best noise canceller in the world, but if you hold it up to it, it won't catch as much noise around you, but it'll get your voice.
Some might say that's the frugal way to start a podcast.
It is the frugal way to start a podcast. So you got your baseline, start it with a phone. You want to elevate it a little bit, get better quality of sound. You can do what Matt said, go on Amazon. They've got attachments for cell phones. You want to take it to the next level after that. Then you just start researching, the equipment that you need. That's what we did.
But to get started, I mean, if you want to get the podcast out there, you mentioned this is another medium. It's just another channel to share your message. People are on Facebook. They're on Twitter. They're on websites. They're reading the newspaper. They're reading magazines. People are in every different area.
Digesting differently.
This is just another way to reach people where they're already at. Because
People listen to podcasts. I used to say when you go through and read, whether it's business journals or whatever it is, the question if they ever interviewed an executive at the end would always be, what book are you reading now? It was a very common one I'd see on no matter what industry. And now I see it's half and half, and it's usually, what podcast are you listening to? Right? Because it's one of those, you're still driving in cars, right? Even though it's one of those things where TV is falling victim to either Netflix or streaming services, you're still driving in a car. You're not watching anything. You shouldn't be watching anything. You're listening. So it's one of those, you can put it on, I don't know, you can hook your phone up to it, but people are listening to it when they drive or they're on airplanes or waiting around.
During a commute. Like, I lived morning in D.C. commute. And I rode a train in every morning. I didn't have a car, but I rode a train and I would be reading a book standing holding onto the bar so I didn't fall over while the train's going. How much easier it is to just plug your phone in and listen to a podcast while you're on your commute.
We talk about how it's an easy form of content versus even something like video, right? When you shoot video, you got to make sure everything in the shot is good. Nothing crazy going on in the background. The person knows what's going on. They're not reading from a script. They're making eye contact or looking off to the side for an interview. And then you got to worry about the editing afterwards. And so
B-roll.
The shooting is easy. Is a lot easier. And then
it's the work after.
The editing is also a lot easier. You're just editing audio.
And you have to get people willing to be on camera. A lot of them be like, I didn't do my hair today. Or, I'm not wearing the best clothes today. I don't want to be on camera today if they don't know ahead of time.
And think about it from a marketing standpoint in promoting your business. What better way to showcase your personality for your business, for the people that work there, the people that run the show, to hear that in their voice, to hear your passion for something, to hear your opinions, your experience, your stories. That is a brand builder in itself. I mean, right there, just to listen to somebody that you follow anyway, or maybe didn't, and now you're learning more about them. That's a great way to hear about their business.
Yeah, you think about it, and it adds that extra human element.
Yes.
And it's easier to do than video, and I think that's what Matt was saying. All you got to do is record. It's so much easier to edit. And you still get that extra human element. Somebody's actually talking to you. You're not just seeing text beneath a logo. You're not just seeing a random picture of something or a planned, intentional picture of something. But you're actually hearing it from their mouth, from a human talking to you.
And exactly. If you need a guide to go along with it, there's nothing wrong with that. So if you have, I know we use them sometimes in ours, and we go off script.
Well, topics which we want to discuss.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you have a guide, and you can be looking at that right as you're talking. You can't do that in things like video because it's okay.
Unless you have a
really fancy teleprompter setup, which I'm guessing not many of us do.
Right. No, even in the last podcast, I was typing notes for new bullet points to cover while we were recording.
Mm-hmm. And I guess there's suggestions that we would also give out. So the outline is one of them. I would say putting together a rough outline is good.
Rough.
You never want to be reading off scripted. Of it. You don't want to sound too scripted. You don't want to sound like a robot.
There's listening to a podcast, and then there's listening to an audiobook. We don't need the audiobook. That's great for some situations, not this.
And then another suggestion that I know we probably didn't even think of, but I had watched a Skillshare class on podcasting, and they gave a great suggestion. If you're thinking about just starting out, you need to standardize your process for how you're going to do things, right? How you're going to record, what your intro going to sound like. Do a pilot episode. Do one or two episodes that you plan on not distributing, but you're going to talk about something to at least get the nerves out, but to streamline your entire process to know how you're going to edit it, how you can do show notes. It's like a dress rehearsal. Do a couple pilot episodes, get comfortable, and then dive into the actual first episode.
It's almost like practicing before you play a game.
Yep. You may know how
people
to talk.
People do that?
Yeah. We're talking about practice.
Practice?
Not a game. Not a game. Practice.
Practice. Well, practice. And I think hitting home the importance of how big podcasting is and how much this can benefit you is something to double back on. I mean, think about even just conversations with your friends in real life outside of your business.
Yeah.
How many times do you say, did you hear that podcast? Or do you listen to this podcast? Or did you see the one where this guy said this and they talked about this? I mean, it's everywhere now. It's a huge opportunity for you and your business to get. I just had a conversation with a buddy who works in a completely different industry. And so I was talking about my business partners coming, today to do some podcasting, to do work in the Sioux Falls offices.
Yeah.
Sioux Falls office.
Yeah. But, it was unique and interesting for me because he started picking my brain on just podcasting in general and asking, questions that stuff we're talking about today. How easy is it to do that? Because there's so much interest in doing it. And that's kind of what, for me, got me excited when Matt brought up, hey, let's do a podcasting episode. Because the opportunities are endless and it's so easy to get started and to just do it. I mean, how many times do we listen to Gary Vee say, just do
a
it.
Lot.
Yeah. Just
you
go. Know,
you can't let fear keep you back. I mean, we started a podcast and we were holding a phone up on speakerphone to one microphone that we shared just to get this podcast recorded. And we probably did 5-10 episodes that way before we finally got equipment and improved and got better. Mm-hmm. But that didn't keep us from getting started. We had to get started somewhere.
You never want to just jump in and shoot from the hip on everything, but there becomes a point in time where you can only do so much planning and you're only going to learn from actually doing it.
Just do it.
You got to take action.
And we've been helping out some of our clients with this as well. And it's another way that you can do it, which I didn't think of bringing up till just now, is if you shoot videos and you're talking with people, you can just strip the audio file away from that video.
That's
an
episode.
And now all of a sudden you just think about your basics of a podcast episode. You need an intro and an outro, maybe some kind of music at the beginning and end.
Your title and description of what it is, and boom, it's
you
done.
You template that out, you strip the audio file out, and you put it in there. Now you got an episode.
And now you're also
that's
on
interesting.
That, you're also getting the exact same message out on a different medium that somebody might prefer this one over that one, and now they're hearing it.
Well, it's just like when you take your approach to social media. We talk a lot about that. Is some people use Facebook over Twitter, Twitter over Instagram, Instagram over all.
There's a lot
this
of people
is the same
on every
kind
platform.
Of thing. Like some people prefer to read the newspaper. Some people, like Justin said, this is just another platform.
People's
another
attention
medium.
Is so fragmented these days, and it's because of the internet. Everybody's able to get exactly what they prefer. They can say, I don't want to listen to a podcast. I want to read a news release, or I don't want to have to read it all. I want to listen and watch. And because of the availability that the internet's provided, that fragmented attention and preferences is catered to every individual. Mm-hmm. So getting your message out in multiple ways is the best option if you want to reach the most people possible.
Sure. I think if we just kind of do a bird's eye view of the process and what you need to get this thing started.
Think about what you want it to do. Is
think
it going to be just you
be.
Talking?
Yes.
Are you thinking you're going to be an interview type podcast? Is it going to be you and a friend? Because
maybe
that determines...
it's all of it, but you got to decide of those things what your focuses are going to be.
Intentional plan.
And it can grow. It's not just saying that I want it to be just me and a podcast, but then all of a sudden someone relevant comes by and I want to interview them. You can always mix and match.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're trying to decide on beginning equipment and what you're going to need, it's important to think through what was your vision of how this is going to go.
Exactly. Then you know what you need. But I mean, the basis is use an app like Anchor. Okay. Within that Anchor app, you're going to need the following things: a title for each episode, a description for each episode, an image for your overall podcast, something that brands it. What are you going to call it?
Yep.
For us, it's the Audio Swarm. We created an image that encompasses everything.
Yep.
Each episode gets a title and a description.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks down everything in there, just for this one example for Anchor, of seasons versus episodes, what you're going to do, what you're going to call it. And then after that, it's just a matter of what are you going to use to record it? Your phone, a microphone? You just decide those things. Once you get those things figured out, smooth sailing from there. It's just get your stuff out there. Get your voice out there.
Start slow and get some momentum, and then you can always upgrade as you go, but start simple, I would say.
Start simple.
Right. It doesn't have to be complex. You don't have to get some with all the bells and whistles before you even start.
You don't need everything with the bells and whistles.
Yeah, bells and whistles.
Thank you.
Podcasting is definitely a medium that you need to get involved in. And when you think about where technology is going with voice, and you got your Google Homes, your Alexas, your all this stuff, I mean, it's pretty easy to say, let me hear the Audio Swarm podcast, please. And it pops up, and it's to have that opportunity to be on those platforms that quick is phenomenal.
I do have one more point to make about a podcast. It's great if you're like Matt, our buddy here, and you have a face for radio.
Easy with that B word.
It's so easy to talk on a podcast without anybody having to see your face.
Did you just call me your buddy?
Easy with that B word. There we go again.
Business partner.
There you go.
Is that better?
A little better.
That sounds a lot more professional.
Professional acquaintance.
Well, if
business partner,
anybody's looking to set up a podcast, I think it's something you should get involved in. We can help out if you
have
need a little bit
like,
of help or have questions. Just email us. We can set you through the process or put you in the right direction. But just do some research, figure out what works best for you, and get your content out there. Thanks for listening, guys, and we look forward to having many more podcast episodes for you in the future. Here, we'll talk soon.